From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. The Georgia Water Coalition is celebrating individuals and groups that are working to keep the state's waterways clean. GPB's Emily Jones reports on the annual Clean 13 list.
The list highlights individuals, government agencies, advocacy groups, and even private companies for their work on water issues in Georgia. It includes Mercedes-Benz Stadium's efforts to sustainably manage stormwater and Emerson River Park in Macon-Bibb County, which the Water Coalition says has transformed the region's relationship with the Ocmulgee River. Jeanette Geyer with Environment Georgia says the list also recognizes Terrapin Beer Company in Athens for reducing the amount of water it uses.
It also directs the waste streams created from the brewing process away from landfills to local farms and composting facilities where it becomes animal feed and soil.
The Georgia Water Coalition says they hope highlighting successful water projects will encourage other groups and state leaders to take on similar efforts. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
Students across Georgia are expected to leave school and hit the streets today to protest the lack of government action on climate issues. Demonstrators in 150 countries are planning to participate in the youth climate strike. In Atlanta, students will march from City Hall to the state capitol, where a rally will take place this afternoon. GPB's On Second Thought will be speaking with student organizers this morning at 9. Democratic Congresswoman Lucy McBath says she won't run in either of Georgia's two U.S. Senate contests, instead focusing on earning a second House term in Georgia's 6th District. More than a week after a cargo ship capsized on the Georgia coast, oil is showing up in nearby marshes. Fletcher Sams is the executive director of the Ottumwa Riverkeeper. He says the marsh is teeming with wildlife and oyster season opens next month.
I'm highly concerned about that since they are filter feeders. And the fishermen are highly concerned not only about the short-term impacts to their livelihood, but the long-term impacts to their way of life.
The Golden Ray could have up to 300,000 gallons of fuel on board. Investigators will determine if the leaking oil is tied to the vessel. The eyes of the college football world will be in Athens tomorrow as third-ranked Georgia prepares to face seventh-ranked Notre Dame. Over 93,000 people are expected to attend. Sanford Stadium has even added extra seating to accommodate traveling fans of the Fighting Irish, which could help set a new attendance record. Kirby Smart is the head coach of the Bulldogs.
I know our guys will be excited to play. I know it'll be an awesome atmosphere. Our fans never fail when it comes to support. But after all that, it's going to boil down to football, and that's what it always boils down to.
The nationally televised game kicks off tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org. It's where we're streaming as well.